Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Winners and losers of the NFL offseason right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
I'm Adam with Dave Richard here, and we are talking about not just free agency, but trades. The last few weeks of the fantasy football and NFL season, it's been awesome. Dave, give me a couple of winners.
The first winner that came to my mind was Derek Carr, who fantasy managers have always been a little too skittish on because he's never really gotten the job done. The Raiders are giving him every opportunity to get the job done. It's going to be a new offense with Josh McDaniels calling plays. His best buddy from college, Devontae Adams, is now there. That's going to be his number one target. It's going to free up Darren Waller. He's going to see different coverage than what he's seen. I think Derek Carr's got a chance to finish as a top 12 fantasy quarterback. He went from being somebody that no one was drafting to someone that will be drafted in every single league as a blue chipper type of backup quarterback, or maybe even a starter if you wait too long on quarterback. Not that waiting too long is such a bad thing this year.
Any other winners?
Courtland Sutton's a winner. He's got Russell Wilson to throw to. You think about Russell Wilson and some of the great throws that he's made. It's been downfield. It's been to the perimeter. That's where Courtland Sutton plays. We saw a flash of Sutton playing great last year when Jerry Jeudy was out. I think he can command some decent target volumes in Denver. And I think Russell Wilson can bring the best out of him. Think about all the quarterbacks that Courtland Sutton's dealt with over the course of his career. Finally, he's got somebody great. Jerry Jeudy is also a winner in that regard. Sutton is somebody that I would look at as a starting fantasy receiver, probably a high-end number three receiver and not a low-end number two.
Okay, and obviously James Conner right now is a fantasy winner as they haven't added anybody at the moment. We'll keep an eye on that situation. Let's turn it over to the losers, Dave. Give me a loser.
Robert Woods was replaced by Allen Robinson. Traded to Tennessee. He's on a run-heavy team. He's going to do a great job blocking for Derrick Henry on the outside. He'll run some routes to help open up A.J. Brown downfield. Maybe he'll get a few touchdowns as well. But this is not the type of offense where you can expect multiple wide receivers to do well. I think Robert Woods is going to stink this year. Plus, he's over 30, and he's coming off of an ACL.
Stink this year. Very blunt. Okay, who else is going to stink? Or give me another loser.
I am nervous that Aaron Rodgers might stink. He lost Devontae Adams. That was his huggy bear for the last several seasons. And without him, he's going to have to develop some new rapport with Alan Lazard, with Randall Cobb. Do they have Marquez Valdes-Scantling coming back? I'm going to assume that they do, and that will help that offense. But Rodgers is really going to have to put up some huge numbers and be probably the most efficient quarterback, the efficient producer of numbers in his entire career. If he doesn't have a true number one that he's on the same page with, he's going to have a hard time. I could see the case being made for Derek Carr ahead of Aaron Rodgers, which sounds like nonsense when it comes to fantasy football, but it could end up coming to pass that Rodgers is just good enough to help the Packers win games, not good enough to help fantasy managers crush their opponents.
Yeah, it is weird because when he hasn't had Devontae Adams in recent seasons, he has been incredible, and it could just be fluky, but it's about 7 or 8 games of him just lighten it up most weeks, but there's no question that this is not good for him. What about Dak Prescott? How big of a loss is the Amari Cooper trade with right now Lamb and Gallup coming off a knee injury? How big of a loser is Dak Prescott?
It's significant. You can start to consider Dak in that range of quarterbacks that you wouldn't prioritize on draft day, and you kind of wait till close to the midpoint of the draft to go and pick him up. I think he can recover some of what Amari Cooper gave him from CeeDee Lamb and from Dalton Schultz. I think those are going to be his top two targets. And then when Gallup is healthy and ready to go, he'll contribute as well. Still a starting caliber fantasy quarterback, but one that might not give you what he's given you the past couple of seasons.
I'm actually going to read a question from a YouTuber right now, from Edward Ryan. I own Travis Etienne, Eli Mitchell, Javonte Williams, and Josh Jacobs. And I have pick 101. I will likely take Breece Hall. Would you move Josh Jacobs for pick 106 in a 12-team Superflex PPR Dynasty League?
If you've got a ranking of the top 6 rookies in the draft and you're in love with all 6 of them, you can make the move. And I think you'd be getting rid of Josh Jacobs probably 1 to 2 years earlier than you should. But 2 years from now, you're not going to get a top six pick for Josh Jacobs. And it looks like you're okay at running back with Etienne, Mitchell, Javonte, and then Hall after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just
you
got
to love somebody there, though. If it's just to get the pick and then you're worrying about who to take later, I don't like that. And you've got to make a list of the top six and then you got to love those six.
Yeah. And it's super flex, but I don't think we think that a quarterback should go top six.
No, I mean, some people are going to say to take Malik Willis that high. I think you only do that if you're in desperate need of a quarterback in a two quarterback league or super flex league.
Thank you for your question, Edward. Thank you for your time, Dave Richard. Thank you all for watching and listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.